It's Van Camp and Morgan right now.
Coming soon, our daily podcast from the show.
According to the study, the percentage of 18 to 23-year-old men who had casual sex in the past month dropped from 38% to 24%. Wow, 38% of men had casual sex in the last month? What did I miss?
You obviously missed casual sex month. Now you're going to have to wait till next year.
Today's shower thoughts. Anything can sound dirty if you preface it with, give her the old...
Well, you know, I don't care what Kanye thinks, really.
You don't
I care. Can't say that I care what Kim thinks, but I definitely don't care what Kanye thinks.
Particular place you play Wordle?
I do not do Wordle on the toilet. If that's where you're going with this.
Is that where I'm going with this?
I think that's where you're going with this.
I think people play a lot of games on the toilet.
It'd be easier to find people who don't take
I think
phone
you're
the
right.
toilet than
I think you're right. The Van Camp and Morgan podcast. So what's the oldest acceptable age for someone to still be on their parents' plan? 1 in 4 people think you should be paying for your own phone bill by the time you're 18, and I agree.
Well, I would certainly agree it's before they're 40. When I was your age, I had to tie 2 cups together with string.
Subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts, and you're all set. That's it. The Van Camp and Morgan podcast. Coming soon.
I just looked at something, and I can't believe this. It is episode number 2300 of the Who Cares News today. Can you believe we've done 2300 of these? Holy crap.
And it's the 23rd.
Wow. I didn't even notice that. Anyway, happy 2300.
Wow. Here's happy 2300.
At least another dozen. I don't know if we can sustain this for longer than 2300, but, you know, by God, right? Thank
sure.
you. Thank you so much. It is Friday, the 23rd of September, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, it's been confirmed. Johnny Depp is dating.
Oh, wow.
And her name is Joelle Rich, the British attorney who represented him in his UK libel trial against the Sun.
Oh, this is not the one that we all thought he was. Okay. I didn't want to say stooping.
No.
But the one
and she's got a hot boyfriend anyway.
Okay. So this one is the one from the UK.
Yeah. So earlier this summer, Johnny sparked romance rumors with attorney Camille Vasquez.
That's the one.
Right. And who represented him in his victorious UF defamation trial against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. I'll be nice. However, she quickly shut down the rumor mill, calling allegations sexist and unethical.
And she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not that that matters in today's world, but I guess it's okay.
No, but there was nothing going on. There was nothing there.
But Joelle, she was a hottie.
Oh, yeah. She's adorable.
Okay.
So Joelle was not one of the lawyers who worked on the U.S. case, but she was reportedly present in the courtroom.
Oh, really? Oh, my. Ah. All the way from the U.K.
She was in Virginia.
How convenient.
Well, she was in Virginia to show her support for
Johnny. How convenient. What the heck? So they've been seeing each other for a while. Okay.
Well, that hasn't been said.
Yeah.
How long they've been seeing each other.
But why else would she be there?
Well, she's married but separated, and her divorce may not have been finalized
yet. Okay, all right.
So it may be now.
It may be now, or it may be on its way to being finalized.
Hopefully she's a nicer person than his...
His ex-wife?
His ex-wife.
I think anybody on the planet is probably nicer than his ex-wife.
Wow.
That's
Wowza.
Wowza. So this one, she did that end well in the UK, that case? Did he get anything out of that?
No.
No.
He lost it.
He lost that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he should think twice. The one that got him the win in the big defamation case, she's already spoken for. This one, I find it interesting that he had this sounds really sexist, 2 female attorneys. And maybe he only prefers to have female attorneys. And good on him. Good on him. I'm not trying to be sexist. That's not usual in today's world. Maybe it should be more usual. Would you help me here? I'm digging a hole. I'm digging a really big hole. Thank you for helping so much.
Well, they've been on the down low for a long time. And it's
okay.
Like,
all right.
Evidently, the chemistry is off the charts.
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
And how much younger than him is she? Is she like 30 years younger than him? Because he's not a spring chicken.
No, but she's not a spring chicken, so...
Well, yeah, but she's not his age, I wouldn't
say. She's 59.
She is? She's that old?
I'm sorry, she's 37.
I was going to say, he's 59.
He's 59.
She's 37. See, that's 20 years. It's, you know...
Yeah, but she's got kids. I mean, she's a bit... She's an attorney. She's a bit more mature.
Yeah, well, I get that.
So, yeah. So, you know what? Better luck. Better luck
on this
time.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully she won't
she's
beat
you up.
She's
a cutie.
Oh, she is a cutie.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
And hopefully she doesn't poop on the bed. Or if she does, she'll clean it up.
Well, Adam Levine. You can't avoid being in the news, dude. And the internet is displaying screenshots of Adam Levine's actual sex.
I know, I've seen some
and
of them.
One thing is clear.
Yeah.
He's not very good at sexting.
He's not very good at sexting. What's the deal? I mean, this guy, I don't... I don't get the whole thing anyway. I mean, all right.
So, yes, they are cringy. And yes, they make great memes, but it makes you wonder how he had the creativity to write some of the greatest songs of the 21st century.
I know.
Okay, so just check some of these beauties out.
All right, I'm ready.
Maybe he thought he was like writing songs. Maybe these would make good songs.
Good song lyrics. Yeah. Okay, uh-huh. Instead of just like, hey, you know what? Got a little message for you. He was writing song lyrics.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't help himself.
Right.
So in one message, he said, I may need to see the booty. I may need to see the booty. See, he could sing it.
So here's the thing. He's been texting or sexting women that he's finding online, sliding into their DMs, and he's doing stuff like, I may need to see the booty.
Yeah.
I mean, what woman...
Sexy right there.
What woman's going to go like, oh, man, I want to be with you. I totally want to be with you. I mean, come on. That's like, it's so cringe.
Now, in another exchange, Adam cryptically tells a woman,
I'm ready.
I'd do anything for it. Maybe he's talking about the booty.
He's talking about the booty. It's obviously a different woman. Yeah.
I'd do anything for it. See, song lyric.
You're right.
Now, my personal favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching your ass jiggle on that table will permanently scar me. I'd do anything for it. I'd buy the steak dinner and whisper sweet nothings into it. That's
first
not
off,
worth singing.
Ass jiggling on the table. When does that happen? Ever? And secondly, he'd buy the ass the steak or what? Is that the deal? He's going to buy... The ass, the steak?
I guess, because I think we're all talking about booty.
Yeah, he's obviously a butt man. Yeah.
Oh, maybe so.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. He's a butt man. He just cannot deny. Well, got to get him introduced to Sir Mix-a-Lot. That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a thing.
They can duet.
They are in the music industry.
True.
You know, maybe Adam was inspired by Sir Mix-a-Lot back in the day as he was growing up, that young pup. It's like, oh man, I love that. I love big butts and I cannot lie.
They get inspired by Elvis, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, no.
You know, where's some
Sir
Bruce
Mix-a-Lot.
Springsteen? But no, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
What was the first one you read?
I may need to see the booty.
I may need to see the booty. Halle Berry, I may need to see the booty. All right. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.